gonna drown a mind. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers show. Hey, I'm Brian Young. It's going to be a good show today. I have Pint Killers here. They're going to do a live set. They're just bringing that loading their stuff in now. So, be a little while till that. But I have plenty of stuff to entertain you with. Here's where I bring you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, if I like them. Got a request from Lin Von Pang of Carvel's NYC. Well, she doesn't need to request her own band. Of course, I'd play them whether she requested them or not. They're so cool. So we'll start with Carvel's NYC and take it from there. You got a request? 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the Ravers on MFO.
Don't want to see. sick of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with the Stooges there. Iggy and the Stooges, I'm Sick of You. Started the block off with the Carvels, NYC. Everything with You is a Travesty. They're self-titled. That's the title track. From Everything You Is You. Everything with You is a Travesty, the EP. Carvels, NYC. After that, Cramps, Bought Pills. And yes, I guess it was just a three-song block. Iggy and the Stooges after that. Oh, what you hear in the background? Pint Killers loading in. They're going to do an awesome set in a little while. Yeah, I know. It was just Lou Reed's birthday the other day, and we played a huge block of him last week. And so I guess we'll do another this week because it was his birthday. And Terry sent me some nice, she had some requests for that. So we'll do something for that in a little bit. I just picked up in the mail, received this. Somebody from Hawaii must be listening to me. The Barbarella Tones sent me a CD. It's like a 17 song CD here. I was listening to it on the way in, and man, some of these songs are really, really funny, and they're really talented. But yeah, the CD came from Hawaii, someone named Robbie Quinn. But the Barbarella Tones, Naked Brunch, and the first song from it, right away, he says something about being devastated, but devastated that Bowie is gone. And, like, of course, I could relate to that. Then the rest of the CD, I'll tell you, it's, it's very LBGBDP group friendly. Listen to it and you'll know what I mean. Some funny stuff on there. But this one, yes, caught my ear right away. It's the Barbarella Tones on MFO in Medford.
Mission Control, please bring Bowie back. My musical landscape is in shadows and eclipse in black. While you're at it, please reunite the spiders from Mars with Nick Ronson's space age guitar. Thank you. markings are striped like candy canes. My fashion, it has a touch of God, like a medieval man of the cloth.
From the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
By the baggy boy, kiss the burnout band. that dust, I wish someone would moan. Pelican Detroit.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, what's up, Pint Killers? What are you guys doing?
What's going on?
Your mics are now live.
Sorry, Dean's late. You know, there's a hole in his boat.
Oh, that's no problem.
He's stuck somewhere.
He's coming by boat, is he?
He's treading water somewhere.
And then we got Christine Nordstrom stopped in saying hi. You guys have a set you're going to do? What time are you going to go on?
As soon as Dean gets up here, we'll get it. Again, it's
maybe
we'll get ready.
Maybe 2, 2.30,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But we
play
got
it by ear.
We got some stuff we could talk about, though, before we play.
No problem. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. It's never a dull moment over here, you know? But so what have you guys been up to? You guys were on like a year ago or something.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna say thank you too. It's all like before we and Bill we started this. You gave us our first show. We played on this. Then later that night, we played with the Welsh Boys. A benefit. It's been like a week.
Was that your first concert?
Show the same day we did that, and then it's been a year, almost a week or two, give or take. And so much has happened since then. We put out the album, Dirty Dozen. And
we went up to Galaxy Park Studios with Richard Marr.
Yeah, it was
amazing time.
I mean, the album, we are very proud of the album. It's really good. People should give it a listen. You can listen to it anywhere online, literally. Anything, Apple, whatever you listen to music on.
I hope I have it in the system here.
Amazon, Spotify.
Yeah, it's everywhere online.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I gotta get it in the system. Did you bring copies with you?
We don't have hard copies, do we?
Not yet,
no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you get a hard copy, get it to me. You're going to be doing most of it live anyway, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like, it'll be last time we were here, I think we played like 5 songs. Okay. We got, 12 now.
The Dirty Dozen.
So tell us, what's been going on?
So after we just put out the album, it came out, 2, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And then, we started getting offered some shows and stuff, and Bill, tell them what shows we got lined up, man.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, picking and choosing shows here and there, but the shows that we've got coming up is March 24th. We're playing with Tree, and I can't swear on air, but
no.
It's Neighborhood S.
Okay. Neighborhood Snit?
Yes, exactly. Spit. It rhymes with spit. Thank you. That's in Norwood. I think Dave Tree's opening up a new studio in Norwood, so he's asked us to play over there to help kick off opening up the studio. The 14th of April, we're playing Dusk in Rhode Island. That show is with the FUs, the McGunks, and it's with the Essays from Rhode Island. On April 28th, this one I think is going to be a good one.
And we're just announcing this right now. This is the first time it's being announced.
Okay, what do you got?
It's Booze and Glory coming over from England. It's going to be played at the Hardcore Stadium in Cambridge, and it's going to be with the Antagonizers and Bricks and Mortar. And the other show that we have lined up is May 25th right now at Kodo. I don't know who might be on that show in Kodo, Dean.
But Kodo, it's a great place, man.
Yeah,
so
ton
of gigs. How many gigs is that you got coming up?
And once we put the CD out, the ball started rolling.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm not even I'm not even asking people to play shows anymore. People
right.
start to ask us, and that's good because ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
We're trying. I mean, it's no hard, steady, fast formula, but I try to keep it to a 30-30. Like, we try not to play you know, within 30 days or 30 miles of another place. I mean, I know there's a ton of bands that play Monday here, Wednesday here,
Thursday
here. Yeah,
you don't want to saturate.
Exactly.
We don't want to do that at
all. We're trying to do like one a month, you know, maybe two a month, depending on location and what it is. I mean, there a couple of times we've had a show lined up and then did a benefit a week or two after. But, you know, like I say, we're trying to keep it, you know, slow and steady.
Right. Sounds
screw,
good.
Screw carts on that Kodo bill.
Oh, screw cart?
Okay. And then you got Dean, right?
Yeah.
What's going on, Dean?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Grab a mic.
Grab a mic.
How you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
Nice
just
see
just
you.
Running in. Did he come in by boat?
Pretty much, yeah.
He grabbed two of each animal.
By Revere Beach.
Hole, you could have fixed that hole for your boat if you had some Flex Seal.
I know, huh? Scuba.
Spray that stuff on. They cut a boat in half. Did you see that guy flying down the river?
I saw that. I saw that infomercial.
I watch. I never leave my house, so you know I know that commercial.
Absolutely.
You're up at 2 a.m. too?
I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut my house in half and use Flex Seal.
I think my guitarist needs some of that for his roof. A tree hit it yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst part, man. Your roof goes, you're bumming, man. You got to get that going. Yeah.
Anyway, so anything else? I mean, you guys got to get ready, huh?
Yeah.
Got to get ready, do some rocking.
Yeah, let's...
What do you think? What do you think? 2:30? Is that a good time to...
Let's do that. 45 minutes.
Right on. So Pint Killer's coming up. I'd play some of your studio stuff, but you're going to play a bunch of it.
Yeah, we're going to play it live anyway.
We'll tear it up here anyway.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I have from Dex Madden, he wanted to hear some Bad Brains. You like Bad Brains?
Go for it.
Here we go. On WMFO, Band in D.C. right here, Bad Brains. Pint Killer's coming up live soon. Stick around.
Latte, a banker for a buddy, and a model. for a day. Lying in your private jet, the seats are leather clad. You live in blissful ignorance of a world that's going mad. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. It don't matter how much you spend, cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pen with locks on every door.
WMFO in Medford, and yes, Tullamore there with Welcome to the 1%. New stuff from Tullamore. Bad Brains before that, band in DC, and you know the rest. Have a request, 855-915-9636. We'll have Pint Killers playing live around 2:30, so stick around for that. And then, we just celebrated Lou Reed's birthday, and Terry Hines Brandt had some great suggestions for that, and I'm not going to play the the versions of these songs you might be used to, but you wanted to hear like White Light, White Heat. I get something from Live at Max's. I'll play in a little bit, and here's a demo. Maybe you haven't heard this version of this song. It's Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground here on MFO.
Just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing happening at all. And one fine morning she put on a New York station, she didn't believe what she heard at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. just started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all amputations, she could dance to the rock and roll station, and it was all.
Why not? Why not go in?